So I was laughing, sitting up there during praise and worship, thinking with all the babies running around, two things. One, for those of you who think that there's not going to be babies running around praising the Lord and noisy and making all kinds of noise, I got news for you. They're all going to be there. This is normal in heaven, okay? Bye. This is normal in heaven. Second thing is, this is the only way I can get y'all out your comfort zone. Did you see how all the mamas come up here when the kids come up to praise and worship? I'll get you out of your seats one way or another. I have ulterior motives. So, all right. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to physical mothers, natural mothers, grandmothers, aunts and uncles, because we know it takes a whole village, right? What? Did I say uncles? Oh, it does take uncles. We're focusing on mamas today. Oh. Not just physical mamas, but I learned after I got saved, it takes spiritual mamas too. I'm a little hot. Turn that down just a little bit. Yeah, hot. It takes spiritual mothers. So even if you're not a mother in the natural realm, you can be a spiritual mother and still have accountability to people around you. I'm learning as I get older and wiser. We're not older, right? We're wiser. We're wiser as we grow in age. We're not older. That we are accountable to the younger, inexperienced women to kind of help them through, right? That's why our testimony is so important. The things that God brought us through and we overcome is what we're supposed to share. He doesn't waste anything in our life, any battle that we go through. And it's not for us. You've preached this before. It's not for us, right? It's for somebody else. Our broken marriage that was almost ended in divorce was renewed, rekindled. It's going out. Okay, we'll try. Ooh, hello. Our broken marriage was restored, renewed, regenerated, and made new from God. And so we have a burden for marriages because we know what God's done in us. 31 years, okay? It can be done. You just have to allow him, okay? That wasn't part of it, so I don't know why I went there, but anyway. So Rocky's been on me for a few weeks about preaching a Mother's Day message, and I kept telling him no, I'm not the preacher. I'm not the preacher, y'all, so this is not a normal Sunday. I'm not the preacher. I kept saying, it's got to be God. This week I was like, okay, Lord, I heard this song. I'm a worshiper, in case you didn't notice. I'm a worshiper, so songs really speak to me. God speaks through music a lot with me, and I heard this amazing song. This is the first time I heard it. Rise up, Esther. Esther, arise. And I was like, that's it, God. Esther, arise. What a good Mother's Day message. Arise, Esther. You were an orphan, right? But God called you out to save a nation, and we're mamas. We've got a generation of people to save before us. And I sat down yesterday at my computer, and I'm playing that music, and I'm in Esther. And it just was not coming, y'all. I'm just saying. So I started praying. I was like, Lord, I haven't told him I'm going to preach, so maybe he is supposed to preach. That's what I said. And Whew, I'm hot. Sorry. Am I red? Whew, it is burning up.
It's all part of it. Welcome to my world.
It might be menopause too, y'all. open mic. All right. So, no, that makes noise. The media team's going through crazy. So, I started studying. I started praying. I had my praise and worship music on for a little bit. And I said, God, you will have to do this. If I'm going to get up in front of everybody, I need an on-time word. And so he said, the season is here. The season is here. So let me explain a little bit of backstory. Don't tell no secrets about this, because it all started with Bride Align. Shh. So I want to tell you a little bit behind this. First off, seasons. And I'm a note taker because I don't have his gift. I can't just fly off the cuff, so I'm going to be reading a little bit of stuff here. Just roll with it. So, seasons in our physical life. We have being a child, going through the teenage years, dating, getting married, having children, or not, growing older, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, grandbabies. Oh, all the grandparents say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grandbabies. Yeah. Retirement. Is that a hallelujah? Yeah. I've got a couple hallelujahs. Retirement. Hallelujah. There are seasons in our life, right? And understanding the season that you're in helps you to navigate that. If you're not willing, and I remember a stage I went through, my kids were growing up and moving away. Sean went into the Army, Megan went to college. We can really hold on to that last season, right? We don't want to let them go. Those are my babies. Those are my babies. I can't let them go. But you have to, right? You have to. And as hard as it is, your goal is to nurture productive adults, right? And as Christians, our goal is to nurture Jesus-loving warriors, so when we send them out there on their own, they can handle it, right? I have to say this, Sean, I hope this doesn't embarrass you any. I feel like I have to say this part. I remember when my son went in the Army. Okay, military is not fun these days. It's never fun, but it's definitely not fun these days. And he was getting stationed in the Middle East. I'll just leave it there. And he made a phone call to let us know he was going to be deployed. And, you know, the good thing these days is they have, you know, their phones. You know, we can talk to them through Facebook and WhatsApp, or if that's the name of it. All of those things now where we didn't used to be able to do it. When you went overseas, you had to wait to get in a port to call me. Collect call from Rocky Nicely. So it's a lot different now. But I just remember my heart sinking as a mama. My baby is going into war. And I took a deep breath, and I picked up that phone again, and I said, son, listen to me. The only saving grace that I have as your mama is knowing that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You stay in your Bible. You stay in prayer. I don't care how hard things get. If you leave this earth, I know that I will see you again. That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do. Sorry, y'all. I need tissue. Does it make you cry? So, discerning the season that you're in, not only is it in a natural world, but it's in a spiritual world. You cannot serve God and think that there's not spiritual seasons and spiritual battles that you're going to have to face in life, right? It's not always a mountain, it's a valley. It's not always good. Sometimes it's a fight, isn't it? When me and Dawn and Meg went to Bride Align, that was our spiritual rejuvenation for the women in leadership here. And I texted Rocky when we were sitting there. Some words were spoken, some prophecies were given, and some songs we were worshiping to. And I said, honey, I got my word. Now, I'm real funny. I'm one of these people. He'll tell you. And if you've been here long enough, you know. When people come up and want to speak over you, not that, and hear me, there are prophets that truly hear from God, that truly give you word, that will give you messages that you need to hear that are timely, whether it's for now or for another season. But if you're not in tune with the Spirit, there are a lot of people that will give you word because they think you want to hear it. And it's flesh, it's not spirit. So I'm just very backwards. That's not backwards? Okay, he's going, no, you're not. I tend to shy away. I don't want people to come over and lay hands on me and give me word and all of that stuff. But while I was sitting there, God gave me a word, and it was for the next season of my life. And this will all make sense in a minute. I have often said that I have the spirit of Martha. And I think most mamas do. It's just natural in us. We want to take care of the babies, take care of the husband, do the laundry, make dinner, do the, what? We have to. We're nurturers. That's kind of built into us. That's our DNA. Most of the time. Not everybody, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody fits that exact mold. But I'm a Martha. I always have been. I see a need. And I do it. Most of the times I don't ask anybody because it's quicker if I just go do it. Can y'all relate? You relate, right? So we just do it. Oh, bless her, Lord. Give her a bottle. She is hungry. I know what that cry is. Feed me. So most of the time we are... see a need, and I just fill it. And that has followed me through at home, right? Did you let the dogs out? Did you feed the dogs? Did you change the laundry over? But it's got to be done, so if you didn't do it, I got to do it. At work and here in the ministry. I've always sat behind and taking care of all the other stuff that's got to go on in ministry because it has to happen, right? So the Lord said, this is your season from Martha to Mary. And so I had to think about that. First scripture, Tommy, Luke 10:38-41. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted. Did you catch that? Y'all say that. Martha was distracted with much serving. She went up to him and said, Lord, all right, I hear your voice now. I can see. This is the RDN translation. Lord, don't you see her? We got all this work to do here. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. I got 25 people here at the table. I got drinks to fill. I got food to come. They want it hot. We got, make sure they don't see the cobwebs in the corner, right? We can't do that. Don't look at my cobwebs. Take your glasses off. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha. Twice he said, Martha. He's got to get her attention. Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus acknowledged everything that Martha was worried about. I get it. Her hospitality, which is a gift, right? Hospitality is a gift. Her hospitality, the food presentation, and her wanting to please people. Ooh. I don't know who that's for. But God says, stop worrying about pleasing people and worry about coming to me. But he says, one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. So my Martha to Mary season is a struggle. I have to learn to listen to the Lord. We're quick to pray. God, fix him. God, fix her. God, pay my bills. Sadie said that. Pay my bills. Pay my bills. Heal me. Bring my children to the Lord. Show them that you really care. But one thing he said is, are you listening? Are you listening to me? We fill our prayer time and our worship time with requests, our laundry list of all the things that God, we need done. If you haven't seen this wall, it's full. It's full. Even the babies are praying for you. It's full. But are we listening? Daniel 2:21, Tommy. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. I'm going to flip that over because that means I already read that and I don't need to go there no more. I'm done. No going back. God changes the seasons in the earth and in our own life. If you choose to stay in tune with the Lord, He gives the information to place you in position of victory. Okay? Discernment and wisdom are for those who have the understanding. In order to have the understanding, you have to be in communication with the Lord. And that doesn't mean just talking. That means listening. The Lord put a condition for us to do our part. We have to talk to him. We have to listen to him. And we have to ask him the hard questions. I challenge you for the next 10 days. It just seemed like a good number. The next 10 days. Ask God to reveal your heart. Reveal what it is that you need to do for him. God, help me to see where I need to change. Not anybody else. I'm not going to tell him to help you. I'm going to leave you alone this week. I'm going to say, God, reveal my heart. Help me to see if I'm where you need me to be. And show me what I need to change and what I need to let go of. Because this ain't about you. How's it go? Ain't about you, Barbara Jean. Oh, little Susie. This is about me. I want the Lord to help me discern the next season in my life. I want him to show me what the enemy is getting ready to do. You know he can do that, right? He can show you the attacks that the enemy is planning on you. But if you don't ask, you'll never see it. We think it's our spouse plucking our nerves. All right, reel it in. Another point that spoke to me at the conference was the account when Mary was pregnant with Jesus and she hid herself away for a while, right? And she decided to go to Elizabeth's house. We go see Elizabeth, right? That was the good part. When Mary got near Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumped. Says she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Pastor's been preaching about birthing your purpose, protecting it at all costs, getting into alignment with the Spirit of God in your life, because birthing season is hard, y'all. For those men that don't understand, it's hard. It's so important, not only that you find a church that speaks word into your life, but an Elizabeth. Find you somebody that's not going to tell you their opinion of what's going on. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't take... I wouldn't take that if I was you. But God says, you are the head and not the tail. You are anointed. You are my child. He sets us up to have victory in the seasons of our life. When it's hard, you need somebody that's going to speak life into you, not drag you down the hole, right? Tell you the truth. Do you know, okay, if you do not know, a real friend will speak truth, right? A real friend will speak truth into your life. A better friend will speak the word of God into your life. God will give you discernment and information to prepare for the next season. If you ask and listen. Where is the Lord trying to position you? What is your next season? You get ready to have a baby. That season's goal change. What is your next season? Where's God taking you? Oh, here's one. Are you going willingly into the next season? Or are you pushing back? Are you saying, God, I don't want to go there? It hurts me to go there. It reminds me to go there. It challenges my flesh to go there. In Luke, Jesus sent the disciples out to tell everybody about him. That's when they were released. It's like, okay, now you can tell people. Now you can tell them who I am. And I laughed when I read this. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, say nothing, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Those disciples went out preaching the word, laying hands on people, removing demons in Jesus' name, and it said they were full of joy. They were full of joy. We did it. Your name worked. There is power in Jesus. There is power in Jesus. What season are you in? Do you believe in the power of Jesus? Not just faith to say it, faith to believe it. And that's here. I used to tell the kids, you know when you're knower. It doesn't matter. People can argue scripture all day long with you. I believe it means this. No, it means that. But they can never argue your testimony and what God has done in your life. This church as a whole is in a season of spiritual warfare. In case you didn't know it, I'm just telling you. This, and it may not just be this church. It may be the whole church. We're coming into another season. The enemy is fighting with everything he has. Why? Because the harvest is coming. We've talked about this. The harvest is coming. Jesus is coming too. Okay? God is shaking the earth. Part of that shaking is all of those that are lukewarm and aren't sure which side of the fence you want to be on. He's saying, either get on or get off. Get on or get off. Get on or get off. There's no in between. Either you're for Jesus or you're against Jesus, right? We, that's why I wore my tennis shoes this morning. We, the church, are assigned to change culture. We are assigned to change the politics. We are assigned, nobody liked that one. We are assigned to change the politics of this nation, okay? We are assigned to change the government, okay? He set it up, and we destroyed it. We have control. Jesus has control. The enemy is scared. He is gathering all of his armies and thrusting them at every family, every husband, every wife, every child, all your family and your in-laws, your business, your job, your finances, your relationships, your health, everything that God has promised you. He is trying to tire the church out. Can I tell y'all it's time to stand? You want to talk about an Esther message and rise up? Take your home captive. Take every thought that enters your mind that is not of God captive. Grab those babies. Pray over them. Girl, that threshold covenant. Make a covenant, you and your family, to God that we serve you. Because he's not playing fair, okay? He's not playing fair. If he can't do it here corporately, he's coming to your house. And unity is important. Unity is important. This ain't part of it, but yes, men, you're the spiritual head of the home. Grab your wife and babies. Pray for them. Anoint them. Stand up. Women, when they have a bad day, be the watchman in the lower part of the wall. Grab a hold of their head. I'm going to touch you. Dear Jesus. Grab their head. Pray for them before they leave for work in the morning. That's what we're supposed to do. I don't want us to take away from Mama's Day, and this was supposed to be about the mamas. But I feel like God is getting ready to do a thing in the world, but in this nation in particular. And we've heard it over and over. There has been confirming words over and over from different people. And usually if you hear things several times, that's just confirmation in your spirit. I've been saying it for probably a year. The harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. There are going to be people enter the doors of this church that are hungry, that are hopeless, that have nobody and have nowhere else to turn. And if we are not prepared to lead them to the feet of Jesus, because we're so distracted with what he's not doing or what she's doing, or our kids are running amok, or my life is crazy, my finances are upside down. If we're so focused on all of the distractions that are going on in our life that we don't have time to point somebody to Jesus, we've missed it. We're not ready. And say, God, here's 25 that I lent to you. I know it should have been 150, but I was busy. I was busy. I had work. I had stuff. One of the things that God impressed upon me, and this is just a little thing. I'm close to done. Is we are a praying church. In case you didn't know that, we are a praying church, okay? But I am going to consult Miss Dawn if you're listening, Miss Dawn. We'll talk about this later. when we bring our prayers into our prayer room and when we have prayer requests, God said, put my scripture to it. So take that scripture with it and attach it there. So when you need prayer, that's the scripture you go hold on to. You go speak over your life, right? You go speak it. Speak that scripture because his word has power, right? It's not what we're saying. It's his word. So we have to start being particular, pulling the scripture, holding that scripture, holding on to his word, and reminding him of his promises to us. So we go start finding scripture to go along with our prayer request up here on the board. Because that needs to be done. The season of the warrior bride is ready, needs to be ready to battle, to take captive all the plans and the schemes of the enemy. Speak word. Speak life. Ask him for your direction in your season, what the enemy's plans are for you. And be prepared. Be prepared. So, I'm done. But I want to ask, and I don't know if Tommy has a song or not. Sorry. My nose is running. I gotta catch it. What I want everybody here to do, and please don't not do this. Grab the hand of somebody. And we're going to play a song. And I want you to ask the Lord to show you your Elizabeth, spiritually, right? Lord, show me my Elizabeth. Bring her to me. Guys, I know it can be a guy. It can be a dude. Show me my spiritual partner in life that helps me to keep my focus on you. Because I need to focus on you. Your plan, your purpose, and prepare me for what's to come. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. Because they're coming. All right. Shut down the lights. Do you have a song yet, or do you want me to talk for a minute? I can talk about the babies up here. If you've seen any of them run out with money, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh. I'll fill in a gap while he's doing that. He thought she was quiet. She says she's not the preacher. And she's not. She wasn't screaming at you. I'm the preacher. Biblically, I'm the preacher. But she give you something. She give you something. Some ask that you take it with you. Apply that. She challenged me. How dare she? She said something right at the end as far as, are you going willingly? Fighting it can be detrimental. Fighting it can cause you to miss the moment. Don't fight the next season. Close the door to the last one and walk into the next one.